We are learning Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the top, the two dots. It said in the Mishnah, Kosav Ois Achas Nartrikin, Rav Shumim Seir Mechayev Chom Paitim. In the Mishnah it said, if you write one letter with a little shmitchik that tells you that that means, represents really more than that one word, it means more than that, it's called Nartrikin, Rav Shumim Seir Hozichayev, because like he wrote the whole word, and Kuhin Techam Yipata. So the Gemara is just going to bring down different examples in the Torah where the Torah itself said words which really are an etrikin. Amar Rav Yechanan, Mr. Rav Yesi ben Zimra, Menayin Lashon etrikin in our Torah. Where do you find the Lashon etrikin in our Torah? Where the Torah says like one letter and it represents a whole word. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk that Hashem told Avram Avinu, Ki Av HaMoin Goyim Metaticha. And the Gemara Darshan's Av HaMoin, every letter represents something else. Av nesaticha l'umois. The Aleph Beis, the Av, is Av nesaticha l'umois. I made you a father l'umois. Bachor nesaticha l'umois. I made you the chosen one out of the umois. And the word hamoin stands for chaviv nesaticha l'umois. Hey and ches are interchangeable. So hamoin, hey, is chaviv nesaticha l'umois. You are the most precious from the umois. Melech nesaticha l'umois. I made you the melech of the umois. Like Rashi says in Si'a l'kim ato. That's Ephraim told him when he came to bury Sarah. Vasik nesatich b'umais. I made you a vasik. Neman nesatich l'umais. You are a neman. You are faithful by the umais. What does vasik mean? So Mashah says that vasik comes from the word vasikin. Vasikin are people who wake up early v'shachas. Why are they called vasikin? So Rashi in Bracha says the reason is that they're called the anav and mechaber b'mitzvahs. They are anavim and they love the mitzvahs. That's why they wake up early for shachris. Avram Avinu, Dr. Mashah, was also anav and mechav mitzvahs. Because it says that, he says, anochi ofa ve'efers, he was anav. And also you see the mechav mitzvahs, because it says, l'man yadati ki yitzava Hashem, ki yitzava l'banav. It says in the Pasuk that Avram Avinu loved the mitzvahs. And also says Avram Avinu, v'yashkev Avram Avayka. Avram also kept v'sikin. So vasik means a person who is an onav and mechav mitzvahs, and that's what the vav in Hamoin stands for. Vostik nesaticha b'umos. So Gemara Vayit. Rabbi Yechon Didei Omer, he dashes his own natrikin. It says in one of the Aseres Adibris, it says anoichi, and it doesn't say ani. It says anoichi. Rashi says why is it anoichi and not ani? So it's a natrikin and stands for anon nafshi kesift yahavis. I myself, Hashem says, wrote the Torah and he gave the Torah. That's the dash of the words anoichi. Rabbanan Amri, Amira Ne'ima Ksiva Yeiva. The Torah is Amira Ne'ima, and I wrote it and gave it to you. It's like it says in the Pasuk, Darachea Darkei Noyim, the Torah is sweet. Igad Amri, Anoichi Mafreya, Darshan Anoichi, Natrikal Mafreya. Yehiva Ksiva, who is given, written, Nemanim Amareha. The words of the Torah are trustworthy. Everything the Torah says is true, and it comes true. The Be'er Nasan Amar, a different drasha of the trick in the Torah. It says by Bilam that Bilam hit his chamar, and the Malach said, "What do you mean? I'm coming out. I was coming out to stop you. Ki yarat aderach hanegdi. You're coming connecting me." And we dash in the word yarat. Rashi brings down in Chumash this drasha that's an atrikin. It's a yara. The chamar got scared. Ra saw me the Malach, and not saw went off the derech. So Rashi speaks out there, why does it say that he got scared before he saw? Because the mazel of the behemoth saw the malach and got scared even before they actually saw the malach. But Yarat stands for Yara got scared, Rasa saw, not so, went up the way, the very small town, another matrikin. It says that Mincha Sa'imrim, they're supposed to bring it from the Sa'irim that are plump. And it says, Geras Carmel. We darsh the word Carmel to mean Carmole. Like it's a full pillow. It's a full, you know, it's when the tefuah is in its fullest and its plumpest. That's when you're supposed to bring it. That's the lashon karmel stands for karmolin. Ravach b'Yakov emer David HaMelech said on Shimon Megera. Shimon Megera cursed David HaMelech. And when David HaMelech was telling over Shlomo HaMelech that he should take care of Shimon Megera after he dies. And he said, "V'hu kilani klala nimretzes." So nimretzes also stands for a tweaking. It stands for a tweaking is a tweaking is noyefu. Shimon Megera said on Dor HaMelech, he's a noyef because that's the ma'isa Batsheva. My avi he who he's my avi because he came from Rosh. Reitzeach who because he killed Uriah ben Chiti. Tzayir who he called him a tzayir because the Torah calls the my avim also tzayirim. And Ta'eva who he said he can't be a melech. He has all these problems. That was the tain of Shimon Megera. That was the klala. And Mepharshim speak out that Shimon Megeri himself was Mshaul HaMelech. He wanted the kingdom back to his family, and that's why he cursed David HaMelech and said, "You're not ready for Malchus." The last Natuikim, Nachmi Yitzchak Amar, it says in the Pasuk that when the Yosef's brothers took the Gevi'ah, it was put into their bags, and they found it. So Yehuda came back to Yosef and said, "What should I say? Manadaba manad stadak." And stadak stands for Nechoinim Anachnu, we are correct. Tzadikim Anachnu, we are tzadikim, we are righteous. Tahirim Anachnu, we are pure. Dachim Anachnu, we are also clean and pure. Kadoshim Anachnu, that's what stands for in stadak. Ad kan, the examples of the tweaking that we find in the Torah. Zok to Mishnah Vaita. It says, it's actually a word because it says it in the Torah, but it's not a regular word. So dashing, obviously it's not only used as a trikim, because we say it, in slichas, manadav manastadok, we're not saying nechayim anachnu, slichim anachnu. It also means kepshuta. It means like we have nothing to say for ourselves. That's what it means. But it's an interesting word. It's an estadok. It's not a regular word. So we're using that, since it's not a regular word, we say it also represents a natrikim. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, Kosev Shtei Oisis Shtei Alamis. If someone, Elocha, is you write two Oisis, you're Chayiv. If you write two Oisis, you are Chayiv on Shabbos. So let's say you write two Oisis, but two Oilamis. Achas Shachris, Achas Ben Abayim, Achas Ben Abayim. You write one in the morning, one in the evening. Rav Gamil, Mechayiv, Echam Poitim. We all say Chayiv, Echam Odi Potter. So if you write, one Aleph now, and then you forget and you forgot about Shabbos, and you remembered, then you forgot again, you wrote the second letter, or you wrote one in the morning, Shabbos morning, one in the Shabbos evening, so Rashi learns that since it's the morning and the evening, that's the same type of idea as the idea, because so much time, it's impossible, you didn't realize sometime in between that it was Shabbos. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat, and Tosfos says that it says Shachas Ben Abayim to teach us that Ragamil is v'chayiv even then. Not only was it two alamas, but it was the morning and the evening. Still, you are that still Rav Gamil holds chayiv. Now, what's Pshat Machlekes of Ragamil Chom? The Gemara says, "My commentary, Ragamil saw that in Yedia l'chatzishir." We know that a Yedia makes into two different averis. If you find out at Shabbos, it says, but if you didn't do that full aver yet, the Yedia doesn't count. In Yedia l'chatzishir doesn't count. That a yedi, even for chatzishir, is called the yedi, and that will separate the two things. You won't be able to be chayiv. You won't be able to combine the two oisiyos because you have yedi in between, and that makes it two different averis. Even though it's only chatzishir, it's called the yedi. That's what Chagas Amiel and the Chumim. And it could be if you Rashi, even achas ben abayim won't be able to be combined because Rashi's svara is that it's impossible not to know that was Shabbos. We had a similar svara at beginning in Klal Gadol in the Mishnah, but Tosfos here argues very clearly on Rashi and says that if there's a certain time that made it into the idea, the Mishnah should have been more specific. How much time? It doesn't say how much time. It just says morning, evening. You have to be a little more specific. Therefore, he argues and holds that just bringing that down to say the Chiddush and Rangamil, even then he's Mechayiv. Hadron Allah Chaboy Nebli Nadr. Zok the next parak. New parak, parak Ha'irig. Rabbi Yezayim, we know that there's an issa to weave on Shabbos. What's the sheer issa of weaving on Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer Eimei Ha'irig Shleisha Chutim Betchila. If you're starting off a baguette, the only way you chayiv is if you sew three chutim, which means the erev, which means the horizontal threads. The three stitches, that's called weaving three stitches, that's enough to be chayiv. And ve'echad al-arig, but if you already have an existing piece of material, even adding one is enough to be chayiv. Like we had this before in yesterday's daf. V'chomim, they argue on both. V'chomim, bein v'tchila, bein v'soif, shur shnei chutim. He argues on both. First of all, at the beginning, two chutim is enough to be chayiv. And also, when you have a piece of material ready, also you need two chutim to be chayiv. So he argues on both aspects of Rav Eliezer. Another halacha, oisir shnei batei nirim. You make two batei nirim on Shabbos, you're chayiv. The way the loom worked, this weaving loom, is that you had the strings called a shasi. They go like across from you, straight. So there's the odds and the evens, and you pick up the odd and pick up the even is throw the Erev through it. Now, how do you get it to go up and down? With these two harnesses, how do the harnesses hold the threads? They have this little hole, little loop, has a little string going up and down in the harness with a little circle in the middle, a little loop in the middle, and you thread the chassis through those loops. And therefore, when you pick it up and down, it goes up and down. Those little loops are called Bate Nirim. So if you make two Bate Nirim on Shabbos, or you thread it through two Bate Nirim on Shabbos, that's what Rashi learns. You thread the thread through two of the loops on Shabbos, that's already one of the Surah Shabbos that are called Asiyas Bate Nirim. It's one of the Av Malachas. One of the Av Malachas called Oysa Shnei Bate Nirim. That's Av Malacha related to weaving. So Oysa Shnei Bate Nirim Be Nirim Ebe Kiris, either a Nirim or a Kiris, two different type of looms. Benapa, or you're making a type of sieve, a type of sifter, of a kvara, of a sal, a basket, all these type of things. The way you make it is, you have to set up a certain stitch, and that's called Bate Nirim, and Yechayev. Then Yechayev. And the last thing, Mishnah says, V'toifesh Tei Tefirois, someone who sews two stitches. Before it was a loom. This is a hand sewing with a needle. V'akarei Amnas Litvesh Tei Tefirois, and also ripping in order to do two tefirois. All these cases are Chayev. So to Gemara. The Gemara brings another Girsa. Our Girsa in our Mishnah in Rabbi Eliezer is three chutim. Because Rav Yitzchak, when Rav Yitzchak came, Tani Shnei. He was telling two chutim etchila in Rabbi Eliezer. Break the Gemara, Rav Anantan Shloisha. We are Girs three. Loikasha ha balimi ha vaktini. One is talking about thicker threads, one is talking about finer threads, thinner threads. And now which one is two, which one is three? So there's a machlaikis. Armila lahai gisa, armila hai gisa. You can say this way, you can say that way. Amal ha'igisa, that alimi, t'losa loy sasri, trey sasri. Some say that the fatter ones, the thicker threads, need three to be called chashev. Why? Because three don't come apart. But two, since they're thick, they would come apart easier. Since they're thick threads, they come apart easier. Katini, trey nam loy sasri, even two don't come apart. Therefore, everybody has a whole two's enough. For amal ha'igisa, some say it all the way. Katini, t'losa yedi. That you want to, it has to be something nicker, something choshev, something recognizable. So finer thread, you need three to be nicker or something here. Trailer idea, two is not so nicker. But alimi, trainam idea, by thick ones, even two are nickers, therefore have enough to be chayv. That's the machlaikis, had a little Rabbi Eliezer, it's two or three, and shall which one's alimi, which one's ketini, which one's the finer, which one's the thicker threads. Tanya, learned in a braisa. Ha'orik shloish shechutim betchila. You sow three chutim by the beginning. This sounds like Rabbi Eliezer, which is where I was going to speak out in a second. It's Rabbi Eliezer. Ha'orik shloish chutim b'tchila, someone who sows three threads by the beginning, when he starts off a baguette, that's chayev. Ve'echad al-orik, if he adds on to the baguette, also chayev. That's Rabbi Eliezer. We'll see. The more to say, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Ve'chachamim, they argue. Chamayimrim, bein b'tchila, bein b'soyev, shir shtei chutim. The shir is two chutim. That's the shir. Sai beginning, sai if you're adding on to a piece. Uvisafa, when you're making a safa, which means like a hem, like something extra, call it a hem, call it like an extra piece of material around it, and some make that a different color. So then the halacha is shnei chutim v'reichav shloisha bate nirim. It's two chutim, which is the same like everything else, but the difference is that the width, when you say two chutim, is two like two stitches on a loom, two times erev. Now how wide does it have to be? So regular sewing has to be wide, like maloy hasit. We'll see the Gemara on the base is maloy hasit, which means maloy hasit kafel, means between the two fingers, between the index finger and the middle finger with two times, or between the thumb and the index finger. That's how wide it has to be. Shloish bate nirim is a little less. So here it's chayiv even if it's the width of three bate nirim, three parts of the harness. So why is that takalas? Halmaza daima. La'erik tilsa katam, because it's similar to making a small belt. And that's enough. Shnei chutim v'reichav shloisha batanirim. That's enough of a chashivas for a belt to be wide three batanirim. Akan the braisa. Now it said in the braisa, the first line, before brought down Rabbi Chamim, it says, Ha'erik shloisha chutim etchila v'echad al'arig chayit. Who is that going? Coming to? Stamak Rabbi Eliezer. That's like Rabbi Eliezer. Even though it doesn't say who it is, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Because that's the shita Rabbi Eliezer. Another similar idea, another braisa, tiny idach, another braisa. It says, "Oirik shnei chutim al hanes al gas." You add two chutim to a piece of material already. Va'ala imra, or onto the end of a baguette. Chayiv. So you see, even when you add on to beggar, two and a half is to be chayiv. Rabbi Yezai, no, I feel echad, even one. When you're adding on to something, even one is chayiv. And now a general rule, like we learned before, with Safa, when you're adding on this extra ham, this extra piece that's a different color around the baguette, Shnei chutim v'rekav shesh batanirim, the shear is two chutim in the width of three batanirim, then you're chayiv. Why is it chayiv with width, even though usually even loya sit? This is chayiv because it's like a belt, extra belt. Now it's in the ratio of the brisa. Oirik shnei chutim al gas v'la imra chayiv, even two. You need two and not one. Who's that like? That's stam like rabbanon. That's stam like the rabbanon, not like Rabbi Yezer. So the Gemara writes that says in the Mishnah, oitza shnei bate nirim. It says you do this benirim or bekiris. So what's benirim? My benirim. I'm a baya. Tarti batinira v'chada banira. Banira means twice in the batinira and one in the nira. So it's a big tumult how to learn this pshat. But the chazanish learns pshat is that when you thread two of the loops, which makes a person chayiv, you also have to put a chada banira. They had like a comb that was in front of the loom that like combed out the threads as it went through it. So you have to put it through that also. So tarti batanira, two into the loops, v'chadavanira, one time through the comb, and that will make you chayiv on Shabbos. It said also b'keiris. What's a keiris? My b'keiris. Amarav mitzivasa. That's a certain type of loom that you make big curtains in it. Because regular loom is made clothing. It's not such a big loom. It's a little, you know, it's a loom. It's a sitting loom. It's a wide, you know, like a certain type of loom. You sit and make the clothing. But when you make curtains, you need a huge loom. It's a different type of loom. I think this loom is a standing loom. It's a loom that's very high and you stand and you pick it up with your hands. It's a different type of loom. That's called a keris. That Rashi says is made for yiriyos. He doesn't explain. But maybe loshon mitzvosa, loshon of standing. And I've seen pictures of a loom that's a standing loom, and Kubayas was referring to. So, Dr. Mr. Veit, it says, a type of state tfiris. This is my song by hand. The shear is two tfiris. And the question is, all the other Mishnahs we have till now, after the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, it says what it is. Then we add on in the Mishnah things about it. Everything. Baina, Kaisev, we add on Shiurim, all different halachas. And the same thing for even Eirig, we bring down Machlekes Shulaz and Chachamim. And Batanirim, we tell you, Keres, Napa, Kivra, Sal. Taifa based Tfiris is exactly what the Mishnah said in Klal Gadol. That Taifa based Tfiris is Chayiv. What do you add on? Right thing, Markasha, Hatanina. But Avis Malacha, it says the Klar in the Mishnah, that I'm Gimel Mad Aleph, but Taifa state Tfiris. It says exactly these words. What do you add on in this Mishnah? What do you tell me now? So tomorrow, Mishnah Nogoyim is the Sefer. You want to tell me the Sefer that Korea, that if you rip, I'm not Slutva state Tfiris, you Chayiv. Tarinami, a Taifa. Therefore, it says a Taifa again. Right thing, Markasha, if you look at the Mishnah, I'm Gimel Mad Aleph, at least with the brackets there, it says, Vakareya Amanas Litva Shte Tfiras. That's what it says in the Mishnah on Dafayin Gimel. So why do you have to say that again either? Vakareya Atanina Vavis Malachas. So tomorrow you're right. Elo Mishnah Gwela Mishnah Sefer. I want to say the Sefer, which is the next Mishnah. Hakareya Bechamosa Vamoisa. That if you rip in anger or on your Mesa, you're Ichayah. We'll see in a second. We'll see the Mishnah. So therefore it says, it brings you, Mishnah Malkatoni Atoifa Shte Tfiras. Therefore it brings in Vatoifa Shte Tfiras. And Hakareya. And then it says, Halacha of Kriya. It wanted to like prime you to bring you the Halacha of Kriya. Therefore, it just repeated over what it said in the Mishnah. Taifa Shte Tfiras, Vakareya Amnas Litva Shte Tfiras. One more Gemara. Vakareya Amnas Litva Shte Tfiras. Heichem Ishkakas Lo. What's the case where you rip something to the soul to Tfiras? So, the Gemara, the Avda Kikista. What happened was the clothing got a pull in it and it became like a pocket. It folded back, folded up and it looks like now a pocket now. So what you have to do is you have to rip it and pull it back out and re-sew that part that you ripped out to tfiris. That's the case of Kareya Amnas Litva Shte Tfiris. Now the Gemara before on Ayin Hayam and Aleph says a different Kareya. It says there, if it got a worm and you have to re-sew it, you have to cut out a spot. So the question is, why is here the Gemara says different thing than Ayin Hayam and Aleph? So Tosfos Daf Ayin Hayam and Aleph asks this kasha, and he says, because before we're talking about what's in the Mishkan, they didn't make a mistake and make something like a pocket. That didn't happen. They make very good clothing. Therefore, it was pshayach of a worm that you had to rip. But here we're talking about regular people. Worms are not so motzi. It's much more motzi to make this mistake that you make it like a pocket. And therefore, that's the case of Kareya Amnas Litva. That's what it says in top of Daf Ayin Hey Amnas Aleph.